Hey everyone, my name is Oakley Winters, and I am a beloved daughter of the one true King. I am grieved that we don't get to meet in person for me to share my story with you all, but I do hope that even through this avenue that you're getting to hear my story, that it just can do what all stories should, which is give God the glory and remind us that we serve a loving Father that is for us and that loves us deeply. So I hope that you are encouraged today. And if you have any questions at all, I would love to just be a resource and someone that can be a friend for you. So reach out and I'd love to hear from you. Anyways, I grew up in a small town in Oklahoma with a family of four that taught me about the grace and love of Jesus. I was particularly close to my mom, and she was incredibly influential in the early years of my faith. She taught me how to pray, read scripture, and love people like Jesus loves them. I saw her live out what she believed with everyone that she encountered, and she set an example for me in how to be a great friend, spouse, and mother. In 2015, I had just graduated high school and was heading off to be a cowboy at Oklahoma State University. Go Pokes! Around this time, my mom had been sick for about a year with unknown illnesses, so they had spent that summer running various tests trying to discern what the problem was. Towards the end of June, I had gone to serve in the Dominican Republic on a short-term mission trip, and around that time, my mom went in to have a minor procedure done to check out some internal issues that had been more prevalent in the past couple of months. When I had returned from overseas, my dad picked me up from the airport with the worst news I'd ever received in my entire life. My mom had stage 4 small intestine cancer and had about 9 months to live. I remember my world stopping in an instant. All I could ask was why. I was confused and hurt and felt betrayed by the one who had been my rock and shepherd all my life. I immediately felt the need to suppress hurt and fear in an effort to try and be strong for my mom, the warrior who had always been my safe place. This was my story for the next 2.5 years as she battled for her life. I chose to act okay, even when I was far from that, so I could somehow be used in bigger ways for the kingdom. Clearly, my view of how I thought God could use people was skewed, and I ran this way until April 21st of my junior year, when my mom took her last breath and went to be with her Savior, who she'd spent a lifetime cultivating a relationship with. There's never been a darker day since, and frankly, I don't imagine any sort of pain coming close to what that moment meant for me. I had lost my best friend, my confidant, my counselor, my role model. In the days and weeks to follow, it seemed like I was trapped in a storm that was circling around me at all times, and my faith felt weak. I chose to come back home the summer following her passing, and it was then that God truly met me in my grief to show me more of himself. Instead of this distant God that could only use people who held it together at all times, he proved to be a father that came to me in the middle of my hurt and sat to weep alongside me. He taught me the value of resting in him and vulnerably admitting that I wasn't okay. Soon after, I went through a breakup with a man I thought would be my husband, and continued to try and hold it together as my dad started seeing someone else a month after my mom had died. The year following was far from easy as I came back to OSU to finish up my senior year, only to feel like I was in a fog most of the time, experiencing deep sadness and grief. The world seemed like it was moving along, and I just felt stuck. God was near, and I definitely did feel like I was growing in intimacy with him, as he continued to break down walls I had put up over the years as barriers to my relationship with him. But that didn't mean that many of those days didn't end in tears. I had to learn a completely new normal while navigating the deep waters of intense pain. The Psalms adopted a new depth and meaning for me as I read them over and over again during my grief. Psalm 16 reminds me that the lines have fallen for me in pleasant places, and I know that my God is all that I need to put my trust in to feel secure. Psalm 40 tells me that God inclines his ear to me, hears my cry, and sets my feet upon the solid rock. In Psalm 15:6, the psalmist describes God as keeping count of all of my tossings and carrying my tears in a bottle. Through all of this, I can be reminded that God is for me, and he is trustworthy. April 21st, 2020 was the 2-year anniversary of the passing of my mom, and so much has happened since that dreadful day 2 years ago. I have learned what it looks like to miss someone so much you physically hurt. I have learned what it looks like to walk through my dad dating, getting engaged, and marrying a woman who is not my mom. We are walking through merging families and finding joy in the unexpected. I have transitioned from being a small town Oklahoma girl to living in the big city of Dallas and walking through the Institute, which I graduated just a few weeks ago. And through all of it, the only constant has been the Lord. I have run from him, and he has remained faithful. I have questioned his goodness, and he continues to prove his love for me. I have yelled at him, been angry with him, and cried countless tears. And yet through it all, he reminds me he sees my pain. He sees me, his daughter, and is for me. It is through the darkest valley that God has more abundantly shown me himself in ways I don't know if I would have experienced had I not lost the person closest to me. The gospel is a story of our loving Father seeing us in our depravity and running towards us rather than away. In Romans 5:8, it says that God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were alone and hopeless in our sin, God gave his only Son in the most divine act of selfless love to redeem us as his chosen, beloved sons and daughters. Even though my mom died, 1 John 5:11 tells me that God gives those who have the Son eternal life. I can rejoice in knowing that I will someday be reunited with my one true love, Jesus, and I will be reunited with my mom for all of eternity, where there will be no more tears, pain, or suffering. This is the hope we have as believers. We are called chosen and children because of the grace of Jesus Christ, who is better than anything we have known. And he gives us something that is better than anything we may walk through on this side of eternity. I believe I will miss my mom until the day we are reunited forever. But until then, I am thankful that God uses broken people like myself for his glory in the middle of the mess. I am continually amazed we serve a God who comes near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. He is worth it, people, even in the midst of heartbreak. What a beautiful gift that this life is not our home, and there will be a day when pain and sorrow is just but a faint memory, when we stand face to face with our Savior as he welcomes us home. Hallelujah, and praise God for grace.